Hi, everyone. This is an emergency podcast of Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush. I am joined, obviously, by dear friend of the podcast. She seems to be on every episode.
Can't get rid of me. She's at the this co-host. Point.
She's now a co-host.
She's back.
She's back. Hi. It's very Jill Zarin.
It is.
Allison Pivovarsky.
It's me. I mean, I couldn't sit this one out. It's too exciting.
And your last name is now just rolling off my tongue. Like, it's just...
It sounds like it could be your last name. You say it so naturally.
I mean, okay. So we're here to break down the Britney trailer. And I know what you may be thinking, Sam. It's 1 minute and 31 seconds. Like, how can you really be breaking this down? It's like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
It was a powerful 1 minute and 31 seconds.
I spoke about the 19-second teaser that was released on Tuesday for 10 minutes on Pop Chaser, my podcast on for the Dip Network. So don't worry about the 1 minute and 30 seconds, you guys. We've got it.
We'll fill the space. We're both only children, so we can entertain ourselves for a really long time.
You take what you can get and you can make a day out of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll take this 1 minute and 31 seconds and I'm fucking running.
I'm
kind of like how you ran back.
Okay, so I didn't know if you were gonna bring it up, but I am currently wearing a puffer coat because I was taking my dog out, and then the trailer dropped, and I sprinted back, and I didn't take my coat off. And now that I have the mic on, the mic is hot, and I have a scratchy coat. I'm curious how the sound is gonna come through. I might mute myself midway through while Sam is talking to take it off, but. Time will tell. We can check in at the end, see if the coat's still on.
How cold is it in Chicago, Allison?
Okay, it's like 61, maybe 3, 63, possibly.
That coat looks intense. That coat looks
it's really not.
Business.
It's not, but
is it one of those where it can fold up really small?
No, it's not like a fanny pack coat.
Oh, okay.
I'm not into like convertible outerwear.
Oh, okay. All right.
But no shame to anyone who is. No shame. Okay, can we talk? Let's discuss.
Well, let's get back on track.
So I didn't know that we were getting a true crime documentary.
I didn't realize this was making up a murderer.
But okay, so the director, Aaron Lee Carr, has also made the drug scandal one. How does something a drug scandal on Netflix? Mommy Dead and Dearest.
It's one of my favorite films.
Incredible. And so she is very well versed in like the true crime world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, How to Fix a Drug Scandal. That's what. Oh, also she did I Love You Now Die. Did you watch that one on HBO?
Of course I watched it on HBO. The one about the girl with the texting.
The texting. Mm-hmm. So she knows how to tell a story when it comes to crime. But I didn't really, we don't have a crime here, but do we? Do we? That's what this documentary is presenting, I think.
Allison, of course we have a crime.
I mean that in more of like,
Britney's
nobody
held hostage.
Nobody has been charged with anything.
Oh, right. I love a Britney anything. Anything that gives Britney insight into like her world, I'm all for. I was a little hesitant because I'm like, I want to hear from Brit. What
I know,
the
me
fuck
too.
Been happening?
And the voiceover in the trailer is from her testimony back in June. It doesn't seem like she's participating in it, which is kind of a bummer because I've said this before. If people are making content on Britney, I want her to be involved and I also want her to make money off of it because at this point she is just becoming a commodity for other people to exchange and it is exactly the same thing that they mention in this trailer, has no control over her own public persona. And it's really sad to see she's making other people millions of dollars and has no control over it. And this is kind of what's happening here, but that's not really like I don't really have that big of an issue with it because I'm excited about but I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
And bring her in.
Well, I mean, like one of the guys who is in the documentary, I'm assuming he's some type of lawyer because he said that he has represented dozens of conservatees. He's like, none of them have had a job. And I mean, then they flash to Britney and she's on stage and it's like what you were saying, Allison, like she has made so many people so much money. And
always been my biggest problem with all of this.
Yes.
Is if she needs to be under conservatorship, then She shouldn't be working and she shouldn't be bringing in money for people, period. I mean, if she is making, and it's not like she's making small, this is not like small cash. Like she's not working at the mall, you know, at $11 an hour.
Right.
No.
She's not working unlimited too.
Or she, thank you, or not chasing after people asking, have you ever straightened your hair with clamp with the straightener? Have you experienced
of
that?
Of course. And they tried to get me one time like with the straightener and I was like,
the worst was when you actually already had straightened your hair and went to the mall. And then they say, have you ever straightened your hair? And you're like, did I not do a good enough job at this random man? Anyway, so she's making so boatloads of money. And yet she has not one ounce of control over all of that money. And I think that that's the thing that just is so screwed up about this is then she shouldn't, if she is making this much money, if you are putting her in the spotlight to earn money, why does she, if she's capable to do that, if she is mentally sound enough to sell out a Vegas stadium night after night, there's no reason for her to be in a conservatorship. At least that's my understanding.
I completely agree. And I am excited that we're going to learn more about that and how there's like secret documents to be revealed.
Oh my God. Leaked conservator confidential reports. There are redactions that look like they are being unredacted live.
Yeah. The black line is being
peeled deleted. Away.
Yeah.
It is pulling off a pore strip. It is gone.
Yeah. Because the thing is about the trailer is you don't really know who people are. So the old man with the mustache says he has never given Brittany an exam.
Yeah. But I thought that he was just being like, HIPAA, like I can't disclose that. Also, he looks like Mr. Monopoly.
1000%.
So he must have been, or maybe he is like some type of a mental health expert that is being brought in that he can't disclose if he's had any part in it. I mean, that seems very dicey in terms of like any type of like certificate or what's the word? Like when it comes to the medical community, I don't feel like if you did examine someone, then you go on the documentary about them. Like could a license be revoked?
I mean, I feel like, you know, he might've gone to like the University of Phoenix. I'm not sure his, you know,
time will tell.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Get the LinkedIn.
It was just chilling.
It was chilling. It feels so much more sinister than I was expecting. You know, I think with the Framing Britney Spears documentary, which don't get me wrong, I loved, that was so much more focused on her fame and her celebrity. And I loved all of it. But what I was missing was truly a legal deep dive. And I understand conservatorships on the surface. I understand them from that Netflix movie. And I understand them from Framing Britney Spears. Other than that, and also from the Erica Tom Girardi.
It sounds like you know quite a bit.
I
you're naming lots of sources for your information.
But like I truly like I only really understand it from like headlines and I know that from the teaser, they played that voicemail that she left in January 2009. And to set the scene, Britney was put under her conservatorship in February 2008. Mm-hmm. And then it was extended indefinitely in October of 2008. So that's why this is such an unprecedented conservatorship, because it's been so many years, 13 years.
It's insane.
And nothing has changed, except now it has, technically, with Jamie, her father, stepping down. But did you notice that it's coming out September 28th, which is the day before her next court hearing?
Oh my God.
So I hope that like judge, jury, whoever is, got their Netflix up at 3 a.m. when that drops, East Coast time.
I know I will have it. I'll be awake.
I will be, I'm going to be alert. I'm going to be so alert.
Let's be honest. Ratings and reviews are so important, especially when you're in need of a doctor. You wouldn't go to a restaurant if they only had one star, so why go through all of that with a healthcare provider? And after the last year, now is the time to prioritize your health. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Go to ZocDoc.com/HOTM and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOTM.
What are you like hoping comes from this? Do you think this could be the catalyst? Well, I think that like the Framing Britney Spears documentary did a great job in providing an amplified voice for the Free Britney movement, because I think that as kind of a naive person who always thought Britney Spears is certainly in a position that is just completely unfair to her, I always thought, okay, you know, I don't know what's happening behind the scenes. And I just kind of shut up about it. But then I watched the Framing Britney Spears documentary and I said, okay, this is going to amplify a movement that I think I maybe just didn't take as seriously as I should have, because I, you know, when things become memeified and hashtags, it's really hard to sometimes take them as seriously as you should. So I watched that documentary. I'm like, whoa, this is huge. I really like need to learn more about this. I need to research it. This isn't just like a silly hashtag that's on Twitter. Then she has this testimony in June. And that I think was really the jumping off point of hearing her, not on Instagram where you're just kind of like, what's going on, but hearing her speak for 20 minutes about her situation and her life and sounding completely clear, concise, made incredible points, did not even waver for a moment. And then you're just like, okay, something needs to happen. I'm wondering if this documentary could be that.
I agree. Like, I want to know, like, where do we go from here? Because they also are talking about how this is like a failure on, you know, in the legal system in this country. So it's like, will now there be like Britney's law? Like, will there be like, will this take bigger, will this become bigger, you know, and really change the way people look at conservatorships? Because like you said, I mean, with the Free Britney documentary that came out back in, what was that, like January, February, it was like a huge focus on just how the media treated her. It focused a little bit on the conservatorship, but not to the extent that like that I think this documentary will. Like this documentary, like you said, is getting like, we're getting redactions. We're getting sources.
It's a true crime or like legal documentary, 100%. I mean, the name itself, Britney versus Spears.
First of all, the name, like, amazing. 10 out of 10. It's incredible. I hope this becomes almost like a series. Like, I hope this is like an ongoing thing. Like, I hope we get a part two, like a follow-up.
I know. So do I.
Love Britney. Britney seems to me like she would probably talk.
I mean, at this point, I feel like she has spoken out enough. What's so strange to me sometimes is the way that she spoke during that testimony, and then will post things on Instagram that I almost feel like feel pulled back, which is, you know, of course, people have questions about who is behind her Instagram. Is it always her? Is there a certain somebody is like kind of oversight in terms of what goes up and what doesn't? Because like, I felt like it's two completely different people who are on social media and then who I listened to on that testimony. But if we do get more beyond whatever happens in the next 6 months to a year, I would love to see her participate. I do think, like, in terms of what comes next, like you asked, as they say in the documentary, you don't get out until you scream. And I think this is that scream, you know?
Chilling.
I know. That was a great moment.
That was great.
We love a mic drop moment. And that was it. I love the women who are just like sitting at a desk investigating.
Yeah. They're like, we're taking this on.
They have like a whiteboard and notes. It's basically like a crime board.
And I wonder if like Jamie Lynn will be brought up at all.
Oh, I mean, Jamie too. Lynn,
tragic girl.
I really do hope they get into the whole family, because as they mentioned in the very beginning, she had no one person she could ever trust.
Her life.
Her whole life.
Her whole life. Not her mom or her dad. No
her
one
sister, Kevin,
Sam.
That's
they showed
a rough
Sam
one for
in the
you.
Documentary.
Is he the one driving?
Yeah.
Why is he? Why do they always do that in documentaries? It's like you can just sit down. I don't have to get you behind the wheel. It's just like such a weird trope. But Yeah, that's a tough blow for you too. I'm sure as a fellow Sam, like, distance yourself.
I'm going to be called
You're going to go
Samantha.
Samantha from now.
Yeah, I'm going to be like,
starting September 29th, I'm formally known as Sam.
I'm no longer a Sam. I mean, and then, okay, I do want to get your opinion on Brittany's engagement to Sam, another Sam.
To another Sam. So look, I think she seems happy. He seems incredibly supportive and very vocal about the Free Britney movement, which I appreciate. I just hate when it's kind of like never discussed by them, because it's like, this is such a large part of who you are now. So I really appreciate that. I thought he was great on the cameos that I've seen him in Black Monday, for example. I watched that and he was in it. But yeah, I mean, I hope it's real, and I she seems really happy. So who am I to say that, you know, there's anything off about it? What do you think?
To me, he seems to have a good sense of humor about the whole situation. Oh. Not thinking that it's funny, but like when Octavia Spencer, for example, said, girl, get a prenup. Like, and he was like totally down and like joked about it on his Instagram.
His sneaker collection and his Jeep. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I got to protect my sneaker collection. And like, so seeing stuff like that, it made me like him honestly more. I remember when they first started dating, I was like, who is this guy?
I know. We're so protective of her now.
So
because she's never had anyone to trust. No. Yeah.
No.
Especially when it comes to like the romantic relationships in her life, you just hate to see somebody. Britney Spears, what is Britney's net worth? Like, if you had to take a guess,
Justin goddamn Timberlake tweet a fucking thing about this.
If he gives one goddamn word of support on a notes app,
I'm taking to the streets. Absolutely. Because you know it's coming from the desk of Jessica Biel. It's not coming from fucking Justin Timberlake.
And I have a lot of thoughts on Jessica Biel too.
You have thoughts?
Yeah, I'll tell you offline.
Oh, unexpected. Yeah. Okay.
I thought that you know she wrote that one from Framing Britney.
Oh my God, 1000%.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there is no way JT Cry Me a River refuses to get back into the boy band NSYNC is doing this.
Yeah,
I think agree. It is so scummy and nasty that he like, and I'm glad people are seeing it now.
Yes.
I'm like, thank God, because I have felt so alone on this island. Everyone is dancing to that fucking song
that
he put out a couple years ago.
You know what? I am going to stop the feeling. I'm going to stop the feeling. I stopped the feeling when that song came out. Trust me. Do you think that like, because I think that like the whole thing too is like Britney has so often been defined by her romantic entanglements, and never in the positive light. You know, it's always like these men who enter into Hurricane Britney, and it's all so sexist. I just hope that like this documentary can leave all of that at the door and really
and
just focus on her. Yeah. I mean, but with that said, I do really like Sam. What is if you had to guess how much her net worth is, because I did just Google it, and I feel like it's a fun game for the listeners too. Just take a shot in the dark. Price is Right rules you can't go over.
I'm going to say like 66 million.
Oh my God, you were so close, but you said that second six, 60 million. So that's why we're so protective of Britney, because she is so wealthy. That's like, you just want to make sure that the people coming into her life, especially at this point with everything she's gone through, have the absolute best intentions. And I do hope
because she wants to have another baby, Allison.
I know the IUD thing.
That was probably some of the most like the darkest part of her testimony. It was like,
I can't believe that's for real.
I was like, oh my fucking God, like this is insane. Like, because you knew she was controlled. Like, I will never forget, there was like Andy Cohen had talked about how he wanted to have an interview with Britney. And he's like, her team was like so crazy. Like, you can't talk about certain things. You can't have this around her. You can't have that around her. Iggy Azalea had said stuff like on Watch What Happens Live before about her, had, you know, and she didn't realize what she was really saying at that time. So you knew that was happening, but to control her body is like a whole different thing. Like, that's another level. And I'm just like, oh my God. And then I wonder like if we ever get like a maybe part two or three of this documentary series, hopefully, like maybe her children will speak out. Like, I want to know what they think.
I know. So do
they're
I.
Old now. They're like,
they're old almost, enough.
They're like old enough. They, I mean, think of what they've lived through.
Well, that's the thing too, is like, she's been in this conservatorship since she was 26. She's 39 now. Imagine being 39 years old and not having control over your finances, over your body, over your entire life.
Right.
And I just can't imagine that. And it's really like, it is horrifying to think about just being trapped. You think of people who have so much. I mean, she has so much. She has, you know, a beautiful home. She has a home gym that she's able to burn down and then rebuild. I mean, this is pure luxury. And then at that exact same time, she is a prisoner in her own world.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really wonder who's going to become her conservator if it doesn't get fully like reevaluated and removed.
Yeah. Which, all I know is that her new lawyer came in.
Oh, making moves.
Making fucking moves. As they say in Love Island, moving mad.
Moving mad. He boots in the mud. What's the saying that they say? Grafting.
Grafting.
I'm just saying words now.
Oh, it's like boots in the mud.
But he really got to grafting.
He really got to grafting.
I do think it's pretty impressive. And I also wonder how much, obviously you can't make a documentary like this and not have it run through like her legal team, everyone's legal team. So I really am just excited to see what we learn, because it's going to be so much more insight than we've ever had.
I know. And like, we're also going to probably get interviews from people that like are really close to Britney.
I hope so.
I'm just like ready. I'm ready.
Bring it on. September. And it's so soon.
So soon. They were smart.
Yeah. If I had to wait like a month, you know who would have snuck up before them? ABC News, the Housewife and the Hustler team, because they dropped that shit within like 10 minutes.
Oh.
So I'm glad
they didn't
tell
anyone.
Didn't tell a soul. It was just, here it is. And so I'm glad that we are getting this pretty immediately. And I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
I can't freaking wait.
And I just want to say, final note, I loved the Crossroads vibe at the end.
Oh, with the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah, it was giving Crossroads. All right. Well, it comes out on Netflix, Britney versus Spears, September 28th. I will be up so fucking early to watch this, to talk about it. Yeah. Well, thank you, Allison, for hopping onto the Zoom really quick.
Anytime. I mean, I did take my jacket off for those wondering midway through. And yeah. And like we said, it's a 1:30 trailer. And yeah, we talked about it for well over 20 minutes. So
yeah,
we hope you enjoyed.
Yeah. All right, you guys, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe this podcast. Check out the other dip podcast. Check out Allison's It's So Funny Pop Chaser. It comes out every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And Friday. Don't sleep on Friday.
Oh, you're busy.
I know.
And then obviously there's TV Watch Repeat. There's Slut Pig Podcast. But now we said it, there's a whole bunch. So go check those out on wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'll see you guys around on the gram. Bye.
Bye.